With transcripts, every word becomes searchable. So this means episodes are more likely to show up in search results and bring more organic traffic for creators.
Podcasting 2.0, which as you're learning all through this, contains so many great innovations, making things easier and better for podcasters, audiences, developers, even advertisers.
Future Claire here. David and Leela mentioned Adam and Dave and chapters, and I'm here to assure you that we're going to be covering those topics in future episodes.
It's sort of like when you look up credits on IMDb. There's a lot of times that you're like, oh, who's that actor? Where do I know him from? He was on this other episode. And it's sort of like the podcast equivalent of that.
Click on the icon that indicates lines of text under the photo in the play screen. Then choose the chapter's bookmark.
And you will understand very clearly how this all works, but also more clearly how you can support your favourite podcaster.
Welcome to Podcasting 2.0 in Practice. This podcast, Podcasting 2.0 in Practice, is here to guide you slowly and carefully through the simple steps you can take as a listener and or podcaster to learn more about and start using, enjoying and making the most of new features designed to enhance the podcast experience for everyone. I will be interviewing guest experts and I'll be setting homework so that you can understand what the feature is, why it's good, and how to make it work. Hi, I'm Claire, host of the Creativity Found podcast, which may well mean absolutely nothing to you, since there are a lot of brilliant podcasts out there, and mine is just one great show in a sea of fabulous shows. For the same reason, I may not have heard of your show, if you have one. And within that introduction alone, I've established the first obstacle that Podcasting 2.0 features can address. But I'm not going to go into any more detail about that now, since I'll be talking about how the various Podcasting 2.0 features can help podcasters and listeners throughout the rest of this show. Instead, let me give you a bit of background as to why I believe this podcast is needed and why I should be the person to make it. As well as making my own podcast and listening to other people's podcasts, I also like to listen to podcasts about podcasting. And it was through doing this nerdy activity that I started to hear about Podcasting 2.0. I also love meeting other podcasters and podcast enthusiasts, and I know there are plenty of creators and listeners who have never heard of Podcasting 2.0, as well as plenty who have heard of it, but are not sure of what it is or whether they should bother to find out. Still others may have been bamboozled or intimidated by terms they've heard that relate to this new technology, but that don't seem to actually mean anything, such as sats, boosts, and value time splits. But there is a friendlier, fun, and human aspect of Podcasting 2.0 that is easy to understand, simple to implement, and in fact is the original driver behind every new feature introduced under the banner of Podcasting 2.0. And that is what I wanted to communicate. As I learned about features surrounding the actual audio of a show that can help a podcast to be discovered, or help listeners interact with you and your show, or even allow listeners to support creators financially or in other ways, I, of course, wanted other podcast fans and makers to learn about them too. Now, there are lots of folks talking about Podcasting 2.0 on their own or other people's podcasts. Oh, yes, we love to get meta. However, they sometimes assume a level of technical or historical background knowledge of the subject, or if 2.0 proponents are guesting on other shows and have a limited amount of time to speak, they understandably want to cover a number of the features all at once, which can be overwhelming. So with this show, I wanted to focus on just one feature or concept at a time and include the practical information you need to find and use said feature as a listener and implement it as a podcaster. Here's how it works. Firstly, this series is a course, which means you really need to listen to the episodes in the correct order. I will remind you of this throughout the course, not just because I'm bossy, but because I have carefully curated the content so that what you learn on one episode feeds in to what you learn in later episodes. With this in mind, I have, in the show settings with my hosting company, more about this in the future, labelled this podcast as a series to be ordered from oldest episode to newest episode. If you are listening on a mobile device, then the app you are listening on will probably have a setting where you can choose to order the episodes oldest to newest or vice versa. If you want to change the order in which the episodes are shown to you, look for a symbol of an upward and a downward facing arrow, or click on the three dots and the option should be there. For the main learning element of the podcast, I have asked expert guests to tell us about a specific Podcasting 2.0 feature, what it does, and why it's good for both listeners and podcasters. Then there's the homework, which is when I will guide you through what you need to do to find the feature on various listening apps and how to turn a feature on with your hosting company. You'll learn early on that not all apps support all the features, and hosting companies too differ in the selection of features they support. So you will need to do your own exploration, which I will help you with. I'll be using Chapters, a 2.0 feature, to actually show you what to do, but you'll learn about this later on in the series. I'll be giving instructions for a few apps and hosting companies, but of course I can't, and don't want to, list them all. The interfaces will be similar, so I'm sure you'll be able to work it out on your app or with your host based on the descriptions I do give. And then, occasionally, you will be able to earn yourself some extra imaginary credit by listening to extra credit episodes, which consider why these enhancements came about and what we can expect to see in the future. Speaking of the future, there are times on a recording when a guest will talk about a topic or feature we haven't covered yet in the series, which is when Future Claire pops by, accompanied by this music, to let you know that you don't need to worry about understanding that right now, since all will be explained in a future episode. This is also a good time to mention that, of course, technologies are constantly being updated. So if you're listening in the future, you may find that you need to interpret the information I give here, in particular with the homework episodes, by using your common sense. There is also a webpage that accompanies this series, creativityfound.co.uk/podcasting, where you can find further information and resources that relate to the episodes and my guests. Some of the links on that page are affiliated, so if you buy services from providers you visited using my links, I will get a little money back that supports this show. In which case, thank you very much. And that is my introductory episode completed. I hope you enjoy the rest of the course and do let me know how you get on. I'll give you clues for how you can do this as we go along, although following at Podcasting 2.0 in Practice on Instagram is a great place to start regardless. See you soon. Visit creativityfound.co.uk/podcasting to find out more about my guests and access lots of useful podcast resources. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send a boost. But if you haven't got to that lesson yet, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram account at podcasting2.0 in practice.